Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
O Goddess, I am a maidservant at your lotus-like feet, whose wine-like body burns in the forest fire of separation from you. Please revive me at once with your nectarian glances. O Goddess, I am a maidservant at your lotus-like feet, whose wine-like body burns in the forest fire of separation from you. Please revive me at once with your nectarian glances. Shri Raghunath Das in his Swarupa Vesh is weeping out of separation from Shri Radha. These feelings of separation are as painful as the high rising flames of a forest fire. Strongly desiring to see his Praneshwari, he falls on the bank of Sri Radha Kunda and anxiously laments. He is unable to go on carrying the burden of his or her vine-like body that is burning in the fire of separation from Ishwari, and cries in an abode of misery like a desolate orphan. Those who have surrendered to Sri Radhika's lotus feet cannot find consolation in anything of this world anymore.
You see, this is the point. Then you see Bhagavad Gita. What? Read last line.
Those who have surrendered to Sri Radhika's lotus feet cannot find consolation in anything of this world anymore.
Be serious, then I will say. You see Bhagavad Gita, I say, Sarva Dharmana Pratyajya. Dharma is necessary for the Lord.
वो तो संधि के बाद पहुंच गया है वो तो अच्छा अच्छा सब चाबी
हाँ
संधि के बाद शरणागति को दिया तो शरणागति को
कौन
डॉक्टर ने
हाँ
उसके बाद प्रशांत जी ने ले लिया वो
कौन
वही चाबी का कुछ क्लिप वगैरह जो था सब
अच्छा ले लिया और हम क्या कहना था क्या है पंप वाला
तो सब विलेज आया था सब देख के गया वो फ्लोटर के कारण बंद पड़ी है
और
उधर वाली जो पंप है ये मोटर ये तो फ्लोटर के कारण बंद पड़ी है फ्लोटर फुल हो गया वो टंकी तो चलेगा नहीं मोटर चालू नहीं होगा जब वो खाली होगा तब फिर पंप चालू होगा कट से उसके पहले चालू नहीं ऑटोमेटिक है वो उस कारण बंद पड़ी है
और
इसका प्रेशर कम है पानी का पानी दे तो रहा ब्रिजेस खाली इतना देख के गया पाइप उसकी खराब है पाइप खराब है बताया
उसको कौन ठीक करेगा उसको बात फोन करो
उसको बंटी को
वो के हमको ठीक चाहिए परेशान पानी वो खराब जो खराब है बदलो
ठीक
हमारे पास नहीं आया
आया ही नहीं अभी तक फिर से हम फोन करते हैं
मेमो दास
मेरे से सब अच्छा है
पंप भी रखा हुआ है
Dharma is necessary for the Lord.
Dharma is necessary for the Lord. Without Dharma, you cannot reach to Krishna. Adharma, you cannot go. First, you have to practice to Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Then he will give you Moksha, liberation from these things. this thing he will liberate you. Moksha dharma will make you goodness. How to balance your sexual life, how to balance yourself, then you will see the Lord. Artha, how to earn money, no kill anyone and earn money, like this. Then you will be free from this. What liberation? For the body liberation. But Krishna said, this is okay. It's a nimittic dharma. It's not nitya dharma. Nitya dharma is this, that you have to go higher than this. Pancham purushartha, prem purushartha. And what is prem purushartha? Sharn mam ekam, my one, sharanam braja, my one sharanam braja, mam ekam sharanam braja. That is the pancham purushartha. Here you see sharanam. When you are in sharanam of that, everything will start revealing. Now I read from beginning.
O Goddess.
O Goddess. Because you are the supreme. You are the highest of my goal. Why? Because you show me out of four effort. Krishna saw me to do four efforts. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But you saw me fifth effort, prema purushartha. That you, tesam sadadyuktanam, bhajitam priti purvak, dadati buddhi yogam, that buddhi yoga Krishna gave. When I took mam ekam sharanam, mam means my one, sharanam, there is no dharma required, as it is, you are. You take shelter of her. No need to change. What you will change? You will change from your philosophy or what? If you change with philosophy, you will block yourself. Pancham Pursat cannot possible to do. Fifth effort is only possible by Sharanam. By taking shelter of family. And you are my everything. Because you will give me what is my requirement. If you have no requirement of prem purushartha, then no meaning to think on that. Dharma artha kama moksha, then no desire to go to Radha's charan. But if you have no desire for this, then leave it. It is a nimittic dharma. It is not a nitya dharma. Nitya dharma is from the soul. It starts from nitya dharma from the soul. It is very clear. Jiva dharma is one book talking on that. Three dharma. One is nimittic dharma. One is anitya dharma. Anitya dharma is useless. No meaning of that. And nitya dharma. That happens from the soul to super soul. And that super soul, our way is the Radhika, love. Maham Ekam, then she will be your teacher. How to love to understand me. This is Pancham Purusharth. So, this Sharana means this all philosophy what we study, this come here. Because my desire is finished to go in this four effort. I try to do, to live in goodness, again I come in ignorance. I try to do, to balance my sexual life is not balancing. I try to earn money right way, I cannot do. I balance to be a liberate from this liberation. From this liberation. When I want to liberate from this, and I want to free from this, I leave this dharma, because I teach this dharma when they are in bodily consciousness, Krishna says. When you identify your living soul, I teach so many times. So after that, nothing. Maam Sharanam, Ekam Sharanam is the only thing. We are also Sharanam.
So Sharanam is like a eternal principle.
Huh?
Sharanagati is like a eternal principle.
Internal. It's a Pancham Purusharth principle. Many are not Sharana because they don't want to do fifth effort. And who is totally surrender what you do means he is ready for fifth effort. I believe you, I surrender you what you do. That is fifth effort. Did you see this boy? Only play kartal or mridanga. No other business, of cow. Three things he knows. His friend is cow, mridanga or kartal. Maam Ekam Sharanam. So here is that. And from this, again, read this. I will explain you.
Oh, Goddess, I am a maidservant.
I am a maidservant. That is the only principle.
At your lotus-like feet.
I want to be a maidservant of your lotus feet. I want to be like a shadow of you. Only this is my desire. I don't know it will happen or not. But this is only my desire. I have no qualification for that. But I want to become your maidservant. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want other desire. I want to be your maidservant. And I only want to meditate in your feet. That is only one desire is there. I don't know what will happen, but I have only this desire to become your maidservant.
So we don't have to do other things, we only have this.
Do other things, but desire is this.
Yeah, yeah.
What is coming, you do. Who said not to do?
Yeah, yeah.
But I am doing because I am your maidservant.
Yeah.
I do because you are my boss.
Yeah.
I am not a boss. I am your maidservant. I am your instrument. You what? How you want to use? You use me because I am your maidservant. I have no my decisions. If my decision means I am not maidservant. Translate. Somebody has to translate Italian. Wow. I'm a mad servant, my no decision. I don't want to take decisions. I don't want to judge myself. I'm a patita, that is my qualification. You accept or not, I don't know. Go on.
Oh Goddess, I'm a maidservant of your lotus-like feet, whose vine-like body burns in the forest fire of separation from you.
What is this? You explain. I don't understand. Vine-like body, man?
Very, very thin and, you know, the vine is like the leaf of a plant, very, very thin and very curved, yeah.
Dry
and weak.
And cannot stand, the vine cannot stand for itself. It needs something to hold on.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's...
You see?
It's like falling down the...
I cannot stand myself. I'm so useless. I need your support. My Swamini, I need your support. Even to stand. Like a baby is small, he cannot stand. The mother is supporting to stand.
Yeah, like this. This is like very soft and tender.
Then you have to give me support to even stand. Support, I need. Support of you. I need help from you.
And burning also, Gurudev.
And if you know though, I will cry. Baby, what did mother not catch then crying? If you no catch me, I will cry like a baby. Why not you give support to me? I'm not your baby. I'm your maid servant. We have navel-to-navel connection. You have to feed your breast to me. Because if you no feed, I not get energy of it. Pancham Pursas. How I will learn the love? What I know that is nothing useless. You feed by your breath to me, by your love. Breath feeding means love feeding. I need that. Your love feeding. Your support to stand me and walk, learn, teach me to walk on this way of Pancham Raga Bhakti, Prem Purushad. If not, then you see the babies are crying for mother. I'm burning without of this touching you. If you not touch me, I will burn. I will cry for that. Go on.
Please revive me at once with your nectarian glances.
Only you watch, see me with your sweet eyes to me. And accept me with your eyes, I will be so fortunate. Only by your eyes you will feed me. Mercy not come from the words. Mercy come from the eyes. No? Mercy is a thing which comes from the eyes and inner feeling. When inner happiness coming, oh, inside you bless something, it happens. This is my inner voice, inner eyes when blessed to you. I think, I want to see you, feel your eyes. I want to see you see from your eyes to me. Without closeness is not possible. I'm close to you that you can see me nicely. Tamoda, if you no talk, I will give you toffee. Be quiet.
Yes, those who have surrendered to Sri Radhika's lotus feet cannot find consolation in anything of this world anymore.
Yeah, that is the anything and it's more. You will not feel consolation because you get everything from every corner. But this will happen only when you will surrender to her.
Yeah?
Their minds and their lives are floating like wooden instruments on the stream of Sri Radha's sweetness. Their minds and their lives are floating like wooden instruments on the stream of Sri Radha's sweetness.
Like one wood you put in the water and he starts floating. He has no his own decision. When you take the shelter of Radhika to become shadow, you become like a wood and you float in the water.
Nirod.
No, no.
It's not Nirod.
Yeah, Nirod from other.
Yes.
And flow in the, is a flowing, because flow is start, Nirod is there, then flow is starting. You start floating. Water has to do everything. He bring to you to the shore, or she can bring you to the floor. No decision. That's the beauty. When you become like a wood and float in the water. This is the real relaxation. This is the real yogic kriya. 24/7 you are in the yogic kriya. When you start floating by in harmony, it's all yoga and hatha yoga and sadhana is in here. Yogi cannot float like this. They have a blockage of the yoga. Guru or a yoga thing, made it by physical, nobody can float. Floating means you become like a wood to float. No action, no activities, no decisions. And this, when you will float in her mercy, like a wood, then what will happen? Before you are doing, now she will do for you everything. Like a baby, it's all take care by mother. Because he is like a wood floating, what mother is doing, she do. She bring me to the color festival, or she keep me in the room, or she bring me to where? All will start happening. Before was, I am doing, nothing is happening. 1 point, 2 point happen. We are 75 years, nothing happened till I want to do. But when I start floating, everything starts happening. So this time, I am nothing doing. I am floating in her waves. What she say, I do. Somebody say, you cancel the European program. I said, who say this? I can go anytime. When she will say, float me there, that way, I will go. It is not my decision. This is her decision, her mercy. She said, go, I'll go. She said, no go, I no go. Because I am deep connected, so I start floating. And if I disconnected, then I will take my decision to go. Why? If she send me, I go. So it's no my promises that I will not travel anywhere. Floating, floating. We have to be in floating mode. What is happening, I will accept that.
Jai Gurudev.
Yeah? Understand.
We start for praying to her.
Go on.
In his Brajavilasa Stava, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami writes, my heart becomes very agitated by remembering even a drop from the divine ocean of their nectarian rasa. The great teachers of devotion say, what is natural for the perfected souls is the goal of the aspirant's practice.
Now it's devotional. What is the, read this line.
The great teachers of devotion say,
devotion. Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter is devotion. Devotional practice. And if you want to know the devotion, what is devotion, then read Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter. 13, 14, 220. And practice this. Automatically you will come here. This is devotion. Why you want to create blockage by listening many things and no practice the real goal? What is the goal of life? Devotion. And 6 slokas. Chaitanya Charitamrita say 8 slokas. And here is the 6 only. Come sit here. Devotion. Devotion.
And they say, that which is natural for the perfected soul.
Natural. Nature. Devotion is the nature. Why say that who born in India, they are naturally, devotion is there. Why? Because the circumstances in India is natural devotion teaching. And if you start living in Vrindavan, more natural. What you will play? Mridanga, Kartar, you see Mohan? You see Ayush? His devotion? She is telling that she is coming with some luggage and he picked the luggage and bring to the room. Natural. This is the natural teaching is there. And Europe they will say, your luggage you take, I luggage my take. Why I will take your luggage? It's not natural. Teaching is not there. is the nature, is the devotional nature we have to develop. We have to remove this unnatural practice. We have to start practicing natural. And that is devotion. It's the basic. Read again.
What is natural for the perfected souls?
Perfected soul. Read full line there.
What is natural for the perfected souls is the goal of the aspirant's practice. Also the ones who are trying for it, they want to achieve it.
No, read two lines.
Yes. The great teachers of devotion say.
Yeah, great teacher of devotion. Then he understanding devotion. Great teachers of devotion say. Devotion. No other business. Your knowledge is not calculation here. Your devotion is calculated here. You have too many knowledge. You remember Srimad Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita. This is not a devotion. This is your information and knowledge. Behavior of action is there. You will become big pundit. What about devotion? Great teacher of devotional.
They say that what is natural for the perfected soul is the goal of the aspirant's practice.
Yes. Aspirant practice means?
That those who have it naturally, the devotion, yes. we are trying for it, we want to reach it. We are right. The aspirant, we are...
That I want to express.
Students, the students, they try to achieve it.
That I want to say. What we have to become is student of...
Devotion.
Natural practice, that is devotion. Other than this, what you do is not use.
And what is natural practice?
Devotion. Devotion.
Flowing in the mercy. Flowing in the mercy of Radhe.
Devotion. Like a one person is devoted in the company. That is also devotion. But material. Not a nitya dharma, anitya dharma. It's no meaning. Some money will come over. He will not recognize where company you are working. Anitya, not nitya, not always.
Not eternal.
Where you want to put your devotion, that means you want to put your devotion in material, a non-living thing or live, the eternal. Here is a duty, service, but devotion is for her. If this devotion is there, one pointed, then it will come. Meaning, very deep meaning will come with that devotion. Clear, very deep understanding will come. Somebody can translate it and, oh, she is there. Devotion, yeah. This is the warning. These books are, is all deep meaning there. Is the golden words. You cannot change any words. You cannot miss to read, understand this. Go on.
The example given by the great devotional teachers.
Devotional teacher. You see, the teachers are only for devotion teaching. why we take the shelter of a guru, how I will know devotion? If I go to Radhika, what I will do there? If I go, Krishna come to you, what you will do? You say, yes, yes. Okay, you come today. Are devotion means you have some feeling for that or not? He will come and go. But if you have a devotion, he will never go from you. Devotion can hold to someone. Your love will hold to someone. So Gurudev is teaching devotion, how deep this love should be for this goal. You are so devoted to me, I bless you. You will give, get it, because you want to surrender me. Oh my God, so you have a so kind heart. So I give you to Radhika's lotus feet. This give love to her. This is the beauty of surrender, devotion. Many different way of devotion. Everywhere you can devote it, full-hearted. How much percentage of devotion is... Because they are practicing in devotion, they understand every point. They have a graph to understand. But the pure devotion gives so much wealth, spiritual wealth in life, that material wealth is no problem. No problem, I say. Never will be problem. No need to ask. Miracles will happening to you. Like me, foolish guy, can travel the whole world with the masses of Vrindavan or Braj Mood or Radha Krishna. I have no idea, nothing. I was living in the family life, and one day I decide to go for the preaching life. It had no preparation. I no remember any slok before that, or no preparation. Just I went like this. Whole life I do the business and go for that. How this come? Only by her mercy, I become like instrument of her. She start helping and using. Like wood. Never I effort myself. Nothing. So, like become like a wood means you are protected by her. And when she will protect you, who can disturb you? Protected by her. Well.
There is only if I can say this. There is this in Radhara Stotram, how it's called, a goddess whose hands grant fearlessness. This reminds me.
Yes.
So the example given by the great devotional teachers is the practicing Rasika devotees of Vrindavan.
Wow. Only practice Rasika devotees. As said with the Rasika. If anything you have to do in life, find one Rasika devotee. Like a Narayan Maharaj. Like a Anand Das Babaji, like a Vinod Baba.
Like you, Gurudev.
No, Vinod Baba, like a Rasika. That you have to feel, like a Keshav Baba. They are rasika. They hide. Why hiding like he wears like a joker cloth? Because nobody understands him. Rasika never show himself. Because his wealth somebody will steal from him. So he hide that he has nothing. He is a useless person. But knock him, then you will understand how he is.
After a long time tonight, we will again catch him. So if somebody like to come around 8:30.
Loudly say.
Around 8:30 will be I hope. Plus, if he's.
You will never listen like before, I can say you. I cannot say what he can say. It's realization, he says. It's not that he reads some place or he has many books in his room. Only bhajan he has, japa one. And realization is floating. And he become like a wood. You see how he is doing for the kitchen and doing for the anything like a wood, floating like a wood. He has no his own decision and desire. Only service of Radha Mohan and the devotee's service. Only he is happy with serve you. He feel great service I do today. This Rasika, he is Rasika. That association is only necessary in life. And that is missing in Western world. Why Rasika devotees will go to Western world? He has no business with money. Why will he go? What he will do? He don't need ashram, he don't need disciples, he don't need any. He is living in rasa, what is bothering for the anything?
Maybe flow sends him.
He is like a wood floating on the. He don't have anything for anything. He getting everything. He hide and people run for him. Because he's a rare. 100, you take darshan, one person you will get rasika. Even in Vrindavan. Who has a living in Pancham Pursat practicing. That is meaning rasika. Who only want to be in Pancham Pursat, no other efforts he has. He don't bother for other things.
When this example is to be applied, one must awaken one's Swarupa Vesh.
Yes, see. When you will search this, when your Swarupa Vesh will awake, when you awake, I say only you start feeling that you have a sarup. You cannot live without rasika. You will cry for that. Everything is useless in my life. Because I am missing one rasika association. Who has only fixed in the Pancham Pursat. We don't talk any other thing. Or it's better to lock room and stay in the home. Or do your job. But no, listen for disturbance. Other is disturbance.
It is the nature of bodily consciousness that the mind and the intelligence remain attached to dull, perishable matter.
You see.
But the beauty of Svarupa Vesh has no connection or relation with anything of this material world.
Yeah. What is the beauty of Svarupa Vesh and what is the
nature
happening
of
nature of the material
consciousness?
Again, read.
It is the nature of bodily consciousness that the mind and the intelligence remain attached to dull, perishable matter. But the beauty of Svarupa Vesh has no connection or relation with anything of this material world.
Give another darshan. Understand? Julia? That is this. And when this will come in life, other thing, you will work like a one stone floating in the water.
Why would such a person like anything in the material world? Raghunath was as wealthy as Lord Indra, and his wife was as beautiful as an angel. But he gave it all up and fully surrendered at the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu. I am acquainted with so many people of this world, but I'm not at all acquainted with my beloved deity. In his Mana Shiksha, Sri Raghunath says, although I am managed to give up lust and anger and so on, but the shameless dog-eating woman of desire for distinction is still dancing in my heart.
Again.
In his Mana Shaksha, Sri Raghunath says, although I managed to give up lust and anger and so on, but the shameless...
I leave the lust and anger. Because of my practice, I control it. But my lust...
For the desire for distinction.
Yeah. To differentiate other. Good and bad, this, that.
Distinction is also like pride.
Yeah.
How can the beautiful love ever touch my heart?
No, read this line.
Although I managed to give up lust and anger and so on, but the shameless dog-eating woman of the desire for distinction is still...
Dog-eating?
Woman. It's like a harsh example.
Oh, it's a bad one.
So this is a very, very low desire of pratishtha. No? It's compared to one dog-eating person. And this desire, which is so low class and so dragging down, it's still dancing in my heart. Why is it so?
What a dancing in your heart? I don't understand.
The desire for pratishtha, Gurudev. Raghunath Das Goswami says, I gave up lust and anger, but this desire for pratishtha, for being somebody in this world or to be, you know, great devotee or whatever, this is a very low-class desire, which is compared to a dog-eating a woman. Chandala. He said the chandala. Chandala.
Chandala, not woman. Man.
Man. Yeah, dog
but
eating.
This is translator.
Yeah, maybe he used some special crazy words now.
Is agitate the ladies.
Yeah, maybe.
No, this is not a meaning. We say that, what he said?
Chandala.
Chandala. Chandala is no any woman in there.
I don't know, it's a very low class behaving person.
Like a dog eat, animal eating,
yes.
Dead body eating.
Yeah, like animal-like.
That not living, because I'm lusting for that of my false ego.
For the false ego is not overcome. And then he says, how can the beautiful love ever touch my heart then?
Go to Anandas Bhavaji. He's so humble and this. You cannot imagine. You see the Narayan Maharaj, I see how kind and humble he was. Who is anyway? My Gurudev. You cannot imagine, you cannot sit in the floor in his presence. He gives his asana to sit you, and he sits in the floor. He cannot. When somebody sits in the floor, I cannot do anything. I remember his.
Wait.
How he is doing, giving his asana to others. And we are sitting but not bothering what they are doing. First care to others. This is service. This is devotion. He is not a human. Krishna is living in his heart and he comes and he is sitting in the floor. In your presence. Are you crazy? You cannot receive him. Welcome. He is a Krishna. What is the meaning of Krishna? Only sitting in the temple? He is living in the heart of all living beings. Why we should meditate in temple? That I can see you every place. I meditate on you. I sit to your presence, I want to meditate and see this form inside everyone. Oh, Swamini, Radhike, I want to see every place to you. This is the goal of going to the temple, fixing yourself and meditate so fixed that it does not go out from your meditation. No going. What I can do is fixed. That is the meaning of darshan. My eyes, I blink and open, if I see you. And this comes by devotion. Prabhupada writes in the page 4, devotional service make you to perfect yourself, to attach with you. devotion makes you. In this stage, your love and devotion, your surrender,
So if one still has the desire for distinction, this does not allow natural love for the lotus feet of the beloved deity to come in the heart. The desire for distinction, or the false ego,
yes,
does not allow the natural love for the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, Swamini, come to the heart.
That is my blockage. I block it. And this is the service of Gurudev. He help us.
Balaram.
Gurudev, help us.
Gurudev.
This is the Nithai Shakti. Works inside to break it. How he will know? He play in his body. Balaram, and sometimes angerness, sometimes this. You see, your friends know here. I want to break, he said, want to hold it. You see? They will not break, I know. The Balaram talk from me, Manitai talk from my mouth. What is it? I am the instrument. I never talk like this to anyone, but I taste what is, you see. They burn out from me. I am safe. And this mercy can come when in these circumstances I want to surrender you. Okay, I will take all the pain. I am ready. I understand. I know understand, but I want to learn from you. The blockage is there. No easy to break the blockage. I take too much pain sometimes. When I break the blockage, many devotees become angry. 3-4 times Gaura Chandra run away from me. You remember in Europe? He run away from me. 3 times again he comes back. Guru Prem run away from me. I break, boom, boom, boom. Then he run away from me. He become nervous. I do, whatever do, I don't do, but the Thai is working sometimes like this. It's floating, you cannot do himself. I never prepared to say anything to her. I want to help. Unconditionally I am helping to everyone. But when she asked the question, I asked also one question, is not possible, you are good, you are doing good. She no like.
Takes time, Gurudev.
No, take time means I don't want to come out from my blockage. I want to be happy in my circumstances. And how I can make her show the way when she is blocked herself. When she come to first time to Vrindavan, she was staying 20 feet far from me. 20 feet. Then not 20 feet far. ask for her. He is my disciple, he comes near to me, and she stays 10 feet far and watching from there. Then she come 15 feet, 10 feet, 5 feet, then 0 feet.
Then at your feet, then at your
feet. Right or not? No, right. You want to favor her?
I don't remember.
You see, he's family. He don't want to take fight from you. That's the point. But this, I'm an instrument. Why I will do anything? I never eat pan, I tell you. But I start eating pan that nobody comes to me. Honest, I say you. I start not eating pan. But many will not cut from me because of I am eating pan.
Genius. Huh? Genius trick.
What to do?
To reject.
To reject me. I am useless person. Without useless, how somebody will accept you? I don't want to be in ego. I was in ego. Before when I was king, when I become sannyasi, again ego come to me. I want to come out from this. Then he will say, why you wear this color? Are my dear, this is my color. Sarup color. So I wear to remember my color. This is my color, but I can, how I leave this? I am attached with this. I meditate in my clothes like this. That is my covering. And mercy, you see, devotees also give like this color to me. Pink color. It's a mercy. This is the cooperation of Gurudev through the expansion of his... Gurudev expand in the, you see, in this circle. This is Gurudev. My Gurudev is everywhere. He expanded through, inside you. And you all are helping me and teaching me. He is teaching through all of you to me. Now you check, I am checking you how you do in this circumstance. How you handle this. How you do this. That vision has to come inside. Guru Kripa. Prabhupada, what I say to you? Prabhupada, I listen this word. I was crying like a baby when I listened from Prabhupada's mouth. He's telling to his disciple that you are, I see my Guru expansion inside you. And you are helping for his mission because Gurudev is working through you. They are Mahajan, they are Rasik, Maharasik. Without Rasik, they cannot make this empire. You believe this? Pancham Pursat. Who is in the Pancham Purusha, they have empire. Jesus. his empire with the Pancham Prasad, with love. No one can create any his empire or in his universe without Pancham Prasad. You can do this. You can do this. Everyone can do this by Pancham Prasad. Every living being has the same power to do the same thing with your fifth effort. Because you will become instrument and he will start doing through you or she will start doing from you. Yeah.
So the desire for distinction does not allow the natural love for the lotus feet of Swamini to come in the heart.
Mm.
And the root cause of this pollution is identification with the material body.
Because I have no identification of my Swarup, of what I do now. What I will identify? My physical body. Because I don't know the other identification. How I can practice that? Identification is our root cause of behaving like this. Or we know practice this. So I have a false ego dancing on my head. I am practicing in my material body existence. Mm. Wow.
In his Svarupa Vesh, the student must certainly experience that I don't have anyone else but you in this world.
That's right. Oh, Swami, only you for me, nothing else. No other business with other. If it's Lord for me, is nothing. I know you. He is your Lord, or your lover. What is my business? I know you. Fix with you. One I cannot fix, many how, but I can do this. One to fix. Understand?
And out of eagerness for the beloved Swamini, the practicing devotee cannot sit quietly.
No quiet. He will not go to the mountain to sit quiet. He will say, how are you? Eat something or not? You do something or you sleep nicely or not? Go to Anandas Babaji, he will ask, what you eat today?
Like this, it's very simple.
When we have to go back, when you come, means caring, how you, personal making you. Why is other will ask to you when he is not your close? And he is giving mercy because he is looking and he is talking to you, that mercy is flowing inside you. You no need to talk on the subject. It will go. Narayan Maharaj also I see doing like this. You know, talk and sit. I will talk philosophy with you.
But many are doing, many.
Rasik, I say about Panchapursar, Dharmartha, Kama, Moksha, I don't want, I never suggest that you waste your time for these things. It's over. When you will stop it?
So one more nice sentence, Gurudev. So out of eagerness for his beloved Swamini, the practicing devotee cannot sit quietly. He feels like a deer pierced by an arrow. So eagerly he comes to Vrindavan, hoping to catch a glimpse of his beloved Swamini.
He cannot catch himself, so he catches the rasik that he can open this inner realization of her to me. But this is the only goal. Over?
Oh, there's, oh my God, Gurudev.
My Rila, why you are tired?
Shri Narottam Das Thakur is singing, when I see blissful Vrindavan and smear the dust on my body, when can I lovingly roll around there, chanting the names of Radha and Krishna and weeping profusely? I will go to the solitary arbors and fall flat on the ground, crying, oh, Lord of Radha. When will I go to the bank of Yamuna, touch her waters and drink it to the cups of my hand palms? Oh, when can I go to the circle of Rasa dance and roll around there? When will I become most happy by getting shaded by the Vamsivat tree? And when can I stay in that shade? When can I fill my eyes with the view of Govardhan Hill? And when can I live at Radhakund? The lowly Narottam Das sings, when will my body fall while I wander around there? Ha Radhe, when can I live in Vrindavan in great astonishment, remembering the wave of your nectarian pastimes? When will I look all around for you, thinking, now you have come? I'm understanding, I'm getting it. This eagerness for experience will swiftly bring the leelas before the eyes.
Yeah.
But although I am living in Vrindavan, I don't experience anything. I have so many things to say about it, but actually my heart is empty. I want to get some result from my life of devotional practice. Even if I can just spend my time with the hope you are my mistress, then I will attain you. O Goddess Sri Radhe, I'm a maidservant at your lotus feet. This vine-like body of this fallen maidservant is totally burning in the forest fire of separation from you. My mind is surrendered to you. And then Swamini asks, oh, isn't your heart eager for me? Then how you can attain me? She is the limitless ocean of compassion, and she knows very well how to take her maidservants to her lotus feet by making them eager for her. How much she relishes the eager lamentations of her loving devotees.
Might is one thing, we have to be eager for her. And you see that the limit of eagerness will make you same limit of mercy will come.
Mm.
How much my eagerness, mercy will come like this. Mm. I have eagerness like this, mercy will come here. My eagerness is high, mercy will high. Mm.
Proportionate. So when
we increase the eagerness is the Rasika association.
Mm.
How I will increase my eagerness more and more for you, that is the only use of associating the Sangha. Mm. That is the only thing to increase the, this eagerness in life. For you, some.
The maidservant is very eager, and Swamini takes Shyamasundar along to listen to the lamentations. Shri Raghunath's anxiety is heart-rending, heart-melting. His vine-like body burns in a great forest fire of love in separation. And he cannot survive anymore without submitting this. I am a maidservant of your vine-like body, of this fallen, and the vine-like body of this fallen maidservant is burning in the forest fire of separation from you. Please, once, revive me with your nectarian glands. Jai Radhe.
What does it mean, vine-like body?
Very soft and...
You know what is a vine?
Growing
plant.
Very soft and very
support,
tender.
Always support.
Needs always the help to climb.
Radhe, Radhe, go.